Jack O'Randa FM. Jack O' News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 20 up to 30. Johannesburg, 18, 28. Polokwane, 19 up to 28.
Mike 1 southbound, very bad from Killarney Bend down through Crown at the moment. I also wouldn't like to be on the N3 southbound, any of it. There's a crash in Midrand between Buccleuch and Allendale. And there's a crash on the R21 south at Olifantsfontein where there are already roadworks.
Protea fast bowler Gerald Coetzee ruled out of the Champions Trophy and the Tri Nations Series. And Stormers wary of Villiluru threat at fly half.
The Northwest Health Department says it cannot reveal the results of the autopsies it performed on nearly 80 bodies of illegal miners who were retrieved from the Bevelsfontein mine.
We understand that once we conduct a post-mortem as Department of Health, we hand over all the reports to the police. So police will be responsible to engage with the families.
That's the Deputy Director for Hospital Services in Northwest, Polaki Mokatsane, saying the police should now engage the families. But why is this important? Because civil society organizations have accused the government of starving suspected illegal miners in Stilfontein to death in an attempt to lure them out of the mine. The state, on the other hand, has blamed alleged illicit link ringleader Neo Tsagachwaeli for denying hundreds of miners food that have been lowered down by shaft volunteers. Meanwhile, Satawu says they will meet with the Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, to discuss their concern for the safety of its members on the road. This follows an attack that left two Rea-Vaya bus drivers in Soweto dead. Your spokesperson Amanda Chimese confirming their intentions.
We welcome the arrest of four suspects. They must face the law. We believe there's a need for an urgent intervention from government.
And concerns over the budget allocation for the State of the Nation address tomorrow took center stage at today's parliamentary media briefing. The State of the Nation address features a vast amount of activities like formal processions, a military parade, responses from opposition parties, media coverage, and a reception for invited dignitaries. Secretary to the Parliament, Tlolile George, confirmed that this year's budget at Cape Town City Hall will remain unchanged at 6 million rand, which is the same as last year.
We're fairly confident that the provision we have made would be able to cover adequately the costs. And we do reconciliation after those issues are taken into account in a balanced manner.
The presidency also confirmed that President Cyril Ramaphosa intends on discussing a few points with his American counterpart, Donald Trump, and this includes issues relating to PEPFAR, the U.S. global funding relief for AIDS, and some of the country's laws. According to the spokesperson in the presidency, Vincent Magwenya, plans are underway.
We don't have any timelines yet in terms of when that conversation will take place. Conversations are already taking place at various levels, official dom, if you like, between the two countries, and we need to allow those conversations to run their course.
Speaking about Trump, about a month ago, he announced the USA's exit from the World Health Organization. Argentina's presidential spokesperson now confirmed that the country will follow in America's footsteps. They just announced that they will also be withdrawing from the World Health Organization. I'm Madeline Frischier. More news at 6.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Mounted lights cover the open road. Cause I've been chasing another.